Hello, my friends. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. Today, I want to share with you some master skills that you can use to build the most successful and most profitable 2013 ever. It's about sponsoring. It's about recruiting. It's about selling. Actually, it's not about any of that stuff. What it is about is asking questions. You know, a lot of people say, you know, recruiting and selling product is hard. It's frustrating. Well, what I want you to understand is it becomes quite easy and quite fun when you develop your ability to ask questions. You see, the only way to learn about your prospects' needs, desires, and wants is to ask questions. The only way for you to figure out what kind of trouble your prospect is in is to ask questions. And the only way to get your reps to stay active in the business is to understand and find out what their why is. Once you understand what their why is, then you can create some stickiness, otherwise known as retention, in your business. And that's really what you want for yourself. Now, you can also use questions effectively on yourself. That's right. Look in the mirror. Ask yourself, you know, why are you in this profession? And yes, it is a profession. And I hope you use that language as opposed to this business or this industry, which is what, you know, a lot of people are conditioned to do. You see, when you refer to this as a profession, you put more value on it. There's more pride in it. Somebody asked me, what do I do? I said, I'm a network marketing professional. I absolutely love what I do. And it's surprising to see some people's faces that normally are poo-poo against MLM, network marketing, or any of that kind of stuff, because nobody ever makes any money at those types of things. But when I say I'm a network marketing professional, I've made millions of dollars. I've helped people on my team make millions of dollars and improve their quality of life. It turns the whole conversation around. And even if you haven't ever made millions of dollars or helped somebody make millions of dollars, you probably know people in your company who have made over $1 million. So you need to go and you need to start asking those people questions. What was their journey like? What was their obstacles? How did they accomplish that goal? You know, when you talk to a lot of people, they say, you know, what they really want in this type of business, because they don't really get that it's a profession yet, is they want money. Well, you know what? That's not a good enough answer to the question as to why you'd want to do this. You know, I believe money's important, but it's what you do with that money that creates the emotion. Is it college education? Is it secure retirement? Is it a new home? Is it a family vacation? What is their reason? What is it that's missing in their life that they don't have that you can help them get? You see, that's where you come in. That's really the answer. The answer is you helping them solve a problem that they haven't been able to figure out by themselves. Does that make sense? A lot of times I'll ask a prospect, you know, if you continue on the path that you've been going on for the last 3 to 5 years, where are you going to be in 3 to 5 years? Most time they'll say, probably right where I am. And I said, well, would you like to change that? Somebody says, you know, I don't have $500 or $1,000 to get started, Terry. And I said, would you like to change that? You see, it's all about questions. Now, I'll tell you another secret is I've made this mistake. A lot of people do, but they don't tell you they do, is they try to push people into a decision, try to force people to get started in their business, sell their kit. A lot of times people buy the kit just to get you off their back. Well, you can actually do that. You can use all kinds of fancy schmancy sales tactics. But the reality of it is, if they're going to stick. And that's the only kind of rep really you want, is one who sticks and stays with you. It's not about you. It's not about the company. It's not about a product. It's all about them. So you got to go back and find out what's important to them. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Sometimes you got to slow down to go fast. A lot of times people want to recruit a bunch of numbers. Yeah, it makes you feel good, but it doesn't last. So don't do it. Talk to people about quality of life. Ask them if they could improve one area of the quality of their life for themselves and their family. What would it be? You know, it's interesting. Sometimes people say, oh, I can't ask questions like that. Those are deep questions to somebody I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, you can. If you come from the right spot, you really can. And a lot of times people have never been asked questions like that. So they may not know how to respond, but a lot of times they've never been asked and are thrilled that you did, that you cared. You know, I think a lot of people are looking for something to be part of, to have fulfillment. And one of the things that I have found very, very effective in my recruiting is to talk about the community, to talk about the philosophy of our company and our team. You see, I'm blessed enough to be working with a guy by the name of Jeff Olson, and he wrote a best-selling book called The Slight Edge. If you haven't read the book, The Slight Edge, I highly recommend it. It's about a philosophy that's about mastering the mundane, doing the baby steps, the somewhat insignificant steps every single day that will take you from where you are to where you want to go. When it's true for finances, saving a little bit of money every month. It's true for getting physically fit, exercising. It's true for building your network marketing or home-based business income. Talk to two people a day. Easy to do, as Jim Rohn says. Easy not to do. And you can ask people, you know, would you like to be part of a community that focuses on helping people be better? You know, one of the things I'm doing with my leadership group that I have for my own team is that we talk about the how-tos, the tactics, you know, how to ask questions and how to articulate, you know, our message. But we as a group, we go through and we read a book together. We grow together. And, you know, we talk about it over a conference call. And you can go to freeconferencecalling.com and you can record your calls. You can have, you know, like 1,000 people on there. I've used that service for, gosh, probably over a decade. I mean, it's just a phenomenal tool. It's free. But it's about creating community. Are you a leader or are you a follower? And if you're a follower, would you like to be a leader? Understand that the business that we're in, the profession of network marketing, is really about building teams of people who go out and build teams of people to educate people about our products and our services. Did you know that? You see, it's about creating leverage, time, and income. And I believe anybody who really understands the network marketing profession, what it's built on, the fundamentals of personal development, personal growth, empowering people, helping people, supporting people, I think everybody on the planet, if they really got it, would want to be part of it. And that's a beautiful thing. Let's talk about how you get recognized or rewarded and what you do in our profession. Really, it's two things. It's presenting information and providing options. It's asking questions of people. Basically, you get paid for recruiting and retailing. You know that, don't you? How many people and what types of people are looking for a way to create a better quality of life? Single moms, veterans, you know, spouses, single spouses, people in foreclosure, people in the corporate rat race, disabled people. Unhappy people, happy people, everybody is. Everybody wants to create a better quality of life. The question really becomes is that how comfortable are you asking and diving into that conversation? How comfortable are you with that? A lot of people aren't. Let me tell you how you get comfortable with that. Is you read more books, listen to more audios. You see, you cannot speak about what you do not know about. And you don't have to have the personal experience, but you have to have knowledge of it. Does that make sense? If you truly want to help people, that's the beginning of being a good quote-unquote sponsor, a coach, to ask them questions. You don't even need to know all the answers. You just need to know how to ask questions. Questions are indeed the answer, my friend. And that's really the message that I want to scream at you loud and clear. Questions are the answer. Really, really, if you want to become masterful, get good at asking questions. Listen how other people ask questions. Take note. Learn how to do it. Learn how not to do it. It's interesting. You know, you can take anybody in any social and economic level, and you can learn something from them. You can ask yourself questions like, what are they doing that I like? What are they doing that I don't like? How do they talk? How do they treat people? You see, one of the things I've become very, very good at is asking questions of prospects, because I have literally made tens of thousands of phone calls. Because when I first started building my business years ago, I would buy 1,000 leads at a time. And I did that for years and years and years and years. So I got really good at connecting with people and then asking questions of people. And that's really a skill that I've developed. And you could develop it too if you're willing to work at it. But you have to learn about subtleties of pausing in a conversation. When you ask a question, pause, allow the prospect to think, and respond back. Sometimes questions you ask, you don't even want a response. And you can tell your prospect, hey, look, don't even answer this out loud to me, but I just want you to think about it. If you look at your life, where do you think you'd be in the next 3 years, 5 years? And are you happy with that? And you just pause. Give them some space to process. You see, questions really are the answer. It's about creating that emotion in the prospect's heart, mind. It's about telling a story of what you have to offer in a way that they find attractive. And different people find different things attractive, so you have to kind of know what's important to them. You need to study personality types a little bit. It's an important thing for you to do. And you need to know who you are, where you're going, what you're creating, and why you do what you do. Do you know that? If not, spend some time to think about that. What do you want to be when you grow up? What's your vision? What's your passion? What's your mission? You know, if you go to my blog, which is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, P-E-T-R-O-V-I-C-K, my last post was on achievement. There's some great information there about creating a vision as well. Study it, learn it, become a master of that. Know where you're going. Know how to talk to people about where you're going and who you are. My name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been insightful for you today. Check me out on my blog, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, Petro like oil, Vic, like Victor, V-I-C-K.com. Until next time, remember this, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.